This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If there is one question that unites would-be home buyers in this economy, it's this. What's it gonna take? What is it going to take? Because calling this a seller's market doesn't really do it. Redfin, for instance, says nearly two-thirds of the offers its agents made in March wound up in a bidding war. And with so many buyers making bids way over asking and waiving contingencies or coming in with all cash offers, there's not a whole lot left to toss into the deal to sweeten the pot. So hopeful buyers are trying a different approach that has nothing to do with money. For the latest installment of our series, Adventures in Housing Marketplaces, Amy Scott reports on the rise of the emotional appeal.
Let's set the scene. An older couple is selling the home they've owned for 45 years in Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania. They sift through 22 competing offers, comparing prices and contingencies. One of them includes this.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Miller, thank you for providing us with the opportunity to view your beautiful home and for considering our offer.
By the time Brittany Hetherington and her fiancé Matt Thornton wrote this letter, they'd already lost out on six houses. They started with flattery.
Finding the right words to describe our feelings as we toured the property has been tough, but to put it simply, we loved it.
Then played up Brittany's local connections.
Brittany is a Fairless Hills native and excited to put down roots near her childhood home.
To sweeten the deal, they offered to rent the house back to the Millers at a discount if their new house wasn't ready in time for closing.
And then we also included a couple of pictures from our engagement shoot as well. So we were like, look how cute we are.
It seemed to work. Matt says the Millers accepted their offer for the 5-bedroom colonial, even though it wasn't the highest.
Their realtor indicated as much. I mean, she said specifically they loved the fact that we were locals and that we knew the area and had a connection, naming the families on the street that she went to school with.
There's a term for love letters like these in the real estate business. Yep, love letters. Amanda Pullman has seen a lot of them as a broker with Keller Williams in suburban Cleveland, especially lately.
And it's more prevalent than ever now because there's so little inventory and every buyer wants every house.
Pullman actually advises against the practice. Just listen to this example and see if you can spot the problem.
Oh, we love your house so much and we can just imagine our kids running down the staircase at Christmas.
The hypothetical writer of that letter revealed two details.
Religion and familial status.
That are protected classes under the Fair Housing Act. The others are race, color, sex, national origin, and disability. It's illegal for sellers or their agents to discriminate against buyers based on any of those factors.
If those factors are revealed in a letter and a seller relies on that information, there could be a fair housing problem.
Brian Green is VP for Policy Advocacy at the National Association of Realtors. Last year, the group warned its members to steer clear of love letters and educate their clients about the risks.
Now, I think it's very important to point out that I'm not aware of any federal lawsuit filed anywhere in America alleging discrimination on the basis of one of these letters.
It's also not clear how effective these letters are. Margie Gillespie is a realtor with Remax Components in the Baltimore area. She says the seller could be an investor.
They don't have any emotional tie whatsoever to the house.
And even when sellers are emotionally attached?
At the end of the day, numbers talk. Sellers will take the highest bid in most cases.
Try telling that to a would-be homebuyer after their sixth rejection. Broker Amanda Pullman tells clients if they're determined to send a letter.
Don't make it anything about the people. No photos, no descriptions. Just make it about the property.
Or, as with one house she recently sold, about the dog.
It was like the dog wrote the letter, the dog had his picture, the dog said he liked the yard.
No fair housing issues, and the seller just happened to be a dog lover. Also, it was the best offer. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Do us a favor, would you? Tell us about your adventures in housing. You can do that, and you can check out the rest of our series at marketplace.org.